country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
We grow welcome to
tomatoes and
welcome, folks.
Wine, and country boy can survive.
Thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump phenomenon on Monday, November 13th, 2017. This is Kelso going solo as we start the show. Be glad to have you join us on the phone lines at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And let's see, a thought to start out with tonight. The I'll tell you what's affected me most over the last 24 hours. And that is, after yesterday's show, I did some extensive viewing of videos of what life is like, and I read articles, what life is like in Poland. And I'll tell you, this is a story that the mainstream media, the lamestream media, has completely buried. Poland is, it's the showcase for our cause. You know, I've said over the years, somewhere in all of our dozens of European nations, somebody is going to, you know, break to the front, you know, like 20 horses going around a track. Somebody is going to pull ahead and show us, A, how to do it, B, encourage all the rest of us that we can do it. And, well, I think that nation right now is Poland. The as to how to do it, there's one part of their secret in Poland that's not so attractive to us and maybe not so available either, and that is they're doing a whole bunch of things right that we can copy. They're being they're showing ethnic solidarity, kind of appropriate in the country that gave us Solidarnosc, that solidarity movement. They are showing solidarity as a people. And this October 7th prayer that they did on their border. Oh my gosh, you've got to watch the videos of this. They are all around the perimeter, the border of Poland, and just standing. More than a million Poles. How can anyone know actually how many? But they're on the entire border. There were even people standing and praying in their boats so that the chain of Poles would stretch across the rivers and lakes. They're along the beaches of the Baltic. And they're not just one deep. I mean, it's a huge amount of people. Anyway, but there's one aspect that's not as available or even necessarily as attractive to us. Part of the secret formula in Poland to their success is that they are poor. And let me qualify that word poor. Relatively speaking, their gross domestic product per capita is $13,000. There, I've got a chart of it somewhere I drew up last night. Yes, Poland, $12,316 per capita. And that's above Russia, which is at $8,000. 900. It's above China, 8,100. It's above Mexico at 8,500. It's half again bigger than all three of those nations, Mexico, China, and Russia. So they're not dirt poor. I'll tell you who is dirt poor. This was shocking to me. Ukraine. I'm thinking there's got to be a typographical error here, but they have three different charts of gross domestic product, one calculated by the International Monetary Fund, another one by two other organizations, two other charts. Ukraine has a GDP per capita nominal of $2,194 a year. Oh, man, that's, ouch, that hurts, $2,194 a year. Only India, well, there are other small nations behind Ukraine. India is at $1,723. So let me go back to my thought about Poland and the wonderful story that's there. One of the reasons that they are not being inundated with the third world invasion is the third worlders want to go to, let me look at my list of countries here. I didn't write Germany down. I need to pull that chart back up. But just from memory, they want to go to Germany where the income is $56,000. They want to go to Norway where the GDP nominal per capita is $70,000. Gee, give me some of that. A lot of Norwegians here in North Dakota. And that's the top of the chart, by the way, is Norway. But I think Sweden is somewhere around 65 or 70,000. That's where these invaders want to go because that's where the goodies are. And they leave Poland. Even when they get into Poland, even when they're put in an apartment in Poland, and as we said yesterday, given bicycles, no, they want Volvos and Audis, and they leave. And so that part, I mean, can we duplicate that? We would have to lower our, well, part of it we can duplicate, cut off the goodies. As far as lowering our income, that's too tall an order. Nobody's going to do that. History itself or Mother Nature may do it for us. If we have enough of an invasion, we will see our GDP go down. But boy, you sure don't want to go that direction that way. But anyway, the story in Poland is just wonderful. It is a 99.5% white nation, beautifully white. And I watched videos of people, Americans, who are living in Poland right now. And boy, are they happy. I'm also sure, you know, when you talk about the GDP being low, I'll bet a dollar to a donut that the cost of goods is probably much lower. The food budget probably much lower than here. I'm guessing. I could be wrong. Some things are kind of not flexible, like gasoline prices and so on. But food maybe could go down. Housing, certainly. I'll bet the cost of housing in Poland is way less than here, helping to ease the pain of the $12,316 GDP. And then another part of the story last night that I didn't delve into, but I just touched upon it. Poland's only significant ethnic minority is 1 million Ukrainians living in Poland. And also there is a expatriate community out of Poland. That is, I think there are about 1 million Poles living in Britain. Well, now we know why. I'll look Britain up here. I think Britain's GDP is somewhere in like the $40,000, $50,000. So now we know why. The Ukrainians, with a GDP of $2,194, are absolutely flat on their backs. They're desperate. Poland is right next door. So they have flooded into Poland out of economic necessity. But there's no problem there. They are indistinguishable culturally and visually almost indistinguishable religiously. They're Orthodox. The Poles are Roman Catholic, overwhelmingly, like 90%+. And the Poles explains the Polish migration to Britain for the very same reason, and to Ireland. Poles have gone to Ireland as well. It's out of, it's to make more money. So, but that's not a crisis there. And it's widely thought the Poles in Britain, when things get better in Poland, they'll go back. And the Ukrainians in Poland have no intention of staying in Poland. If things get better in Ukraine, which surely they must, they have every intention of going back to their real home. Let me just check for phone calls. Nothing on the board right now at 800-313-9443. Here's an article I can share. Let's see here. Well, I don't know if this is... I'm just looking at this for the first time.
Was? Was willst du? Was willst du? Du kannst gar nichts machen, Junge.
This is in German, so not able to play it. But it's a black guy talking in German, telling he's an invader to Germany, warning the Germans about mass migration. And Jared Taylor's summary on the American Renaissance website is, he says, editor's note, video contains vulgar language, but it's all in German, so I won't play it. But he warns the Germans that he says the Netherlands are already gone, France is already gone, and that could be an interesting video. I'll watch that after the show and see if it's something we would want to look at. Going to the American Renaissance website, where the we read the really great notes from a white country by an American living in Poland. Here, I'll just read you another observation from that series. Let's just see what a little bit about Jack Crack, who wrote those articles. Here's an article he wrote. This is a little bit longer. I like to get the absolutely current things. And here's one we didn't read yesterday from Jack Crack, who's really a brilliant writer. He says, what I describe here is a textbook example of how the press makes sure the public gets the correct message about news events and comically exaggerates the support of minority but fashionably liberal opinions. You think all of Europe has lost its mind and is ready to embrace the hordes coming from Syria and elsewhere. It's not true at all. But many of those who would love to see that day come are the ones who are paid to write about it. And here he's writing about an event that took place last month. He says, the Krakow, which is where he lives in Poland, authorities gave permission to both pro- and anti-migrant groups to organize marches on the same day, but at different times for public safety reasons. The first march for the pro-refugee, in ironic quotes, crowd, was scheduled for 2 p.m. in Krakow's main square. I got there about 15 minutes early to gauge the size of the crowd and evaluate the chances for fireworks. At first, it was hard to see anything resembling the beginning of any kind of mass gathering. I knew I was in the right place because I could pick out 15 or 20 people from the crowd around me who would be marching in the counter demonstration scheduled for 4:30 p.m. They were there for the same reason I was, to see what the lefties were up to. This kind of scouting is standard practice when two sides march on the same day. It's standard for us anyway. The lefties don't do it because they're afraid to be around the other side without police protection. And then he goes on, I'll skip a little bit. After a few minutes, a small group of pro-refugee marchers slowly started to form at the designated spot at the foot of the statue of the poet Adam, I'll pronounce this incorrectly, Mickiewicz, somebody from Poland can help me, or Polish ancestry, in the center of the square. There's always a large crowd of people at this location, especially on a beautiful Saturday in September, so they didn't exactly stand out. If you didn't know that this was the beginning of a demonstration, you would never have guessed. 5 minutes later, before the start time of the event, around 15 or 20 of them were huddled close together with their backs to the crowd. This, together with constant sideways glances to check how far away the nearest police officers were, told me they had stage fright. Meeting the public is different than talking about it on Facebook. Let's see, a few more participants joined. They took selfies of each other. When they finally started, there were no more than 35 or 40 of them. About two-thirds were women, and all fit one of a few familiar leftist caricatures: hippie earth mothers with dreadlocks, dour and permanently aggrieved feminists, etc. Many of the guys were skinny jeans, hipster types, or the unfortunate partners of the hippie chicks. The whole group was rounded out with a few naive fellow traveler types and a handful of people who appeared to have a Middle Eastern or North African background. I assume they were invited to give the whole thing an air of authenticity. No liberal demonstration is complete without drums and congas, and five or six latecomers rushed in at the last minute to provide a beat for the moral posturing. With the rhythm section in place, the first speaker stepped up to proclaim solidarity with all refugees. It was hard to hear her garbled voice through the megaphone, but there was no mention of Syria or specifically Syrian refugees. In fact, there were several signs that read, "Welcome Afghans." There were the usual slogans like variations on "No human is illegal" and "I am a citizen of the world." There were confusing messages like "No fly zone in Syria," along with new twists like "I want an Arab woman as a neighbor." And then it gives the Polish version. Apparently it rhymes in Polish. I'll try to pronounce it. Oh, I can't. Two guys climbed up on the statue to display a particularly large sign. They held it aloft upside down. They quickly turned it right side up after the our sarcastic laughter. They handed out leaflets, "Welcome, dear refugees," and he says, "You can probably guess the rest. It's all our fault." When the speeches were finished, the drums started up, and surrounded by police, the marchers went all the way around the square, chanting things like, "We welcome you, don't hate, accommodate." Then they drifted away. The other side, the counter demonstration, the Patriots, began about 2 hours later. And they said, let me see here. Anyway, then he says the spin. A few hours later, I checked the online versions of the local and national newspapers. I knew what they had been hoping for because of their editorial positions. And every mainstream publication in Poland has the same position as their counterparts in Western media. You are either, now this is new, I did not know this about Poland, so they have lost part of their media to political correctness. You are either sympathetic to the refugees or you are a horrible person. That's why I was looking forward to seeing how the day's events would be presented. We got a break coming up here. Good chance to call in, and I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
We're back,
it's
folks.
Time we stop, children.
Hey, what's that sound?
What's going down?
Well, we'll come back to the Poland story, which is just a wonderful story. I hope that the author, Jack Krak, K-R-A-K, he ends that article I didn't get to the end of it, sorry. Sort of the punchline is that the media reported the story. Let me go to that. Oh, my goodness, I left it out. The spin. Okay. He checked the news reporting, and this is reminiscent of George Orwell, when he got back to London from the Spanish Civil War, 1936 to 1938, he looked at the London papers, and it was just lies. It was wall-to-wall lies. This opened George Orwell's eyes to the fact that it was fake news. It's been that way for a long time, hasn't it? Anyway, he looked at the papers, and he says, I've got it right here. He says, at the Gazeta Wyborcza, an article began with, and I mispronounced that, I'm sure, more than 1,000 people gathered on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Krakow's main square to show their support for refugees. And then he says, He says, more than 1,000? He says, well, there were more than 1,000 people in the square, which is a busy square, but that's like saying that 1,000 people attended a demonstration that I and two friends put on at rush hour at Grand Central Station in New York. This paper left the impression that around 20 times the actual number of people showed up for this rally. No one who was present at the march could put the real number of participants at more than 100. He estimated 40, 24 to 40. And since this paper does not allow comments on their stories, nobody could make corrections. And then another headline was thousands of Poles in the streets. Polish television coverage was essentially the same. Every story insisting that support for the pro-immigrant side was strong everywhere. And, of course, to anyone who was there, that's nonsense. So, folks, they've got, there's one little blemish there on the Polish horizon. They've got the same lying media, or an aspect of it, that we do, but they seem to be immune to it. It hasn't taken effect in their psyche. So, but overall, my gosh, I'll tell you, I watched video after video of people living in Poland and describing how wonderful it is to be in a country where everybody, you know, everybody, whether they're on a trash truck or a laundromat or serving you food in a restaurant, you go into the airport in Warsaw, everybody's white. Train station, everybody's white. Nobody's concerned about locking their cars. Nobody's nervous about crime. I mentioned the astonishing fact that in the year 2015, all of the police departments of Poland, a nation of 40 million people, all of the police departments fired 18 bullets in that year at people. And that included warning shots, which aren't really at people, sort of directed towards their attention. But 18 shots, and only one person was killed by the police in an entire year. Just to give you the idea of how utterly safe it is in Poland. Probably more people choked on to death on potato chips that year. So that's a good story, another good story out of Poland. Here's a depressing story, and it's pretty darn depressing. I don't know how it's going to turn out. We'll talk about Judge Roy Moore right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You know, hey, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically,
I'm correct. We're back, folks. And, let me go over this story, which has a depressing potential. It's definitely not good any way you slice it right now. But this is the story embroiling Roy Moore. Let me start with the good news, the wonderful news, nearly miraculous news. At least up till now, the people of Alabama, the patriots who elected Roy, who gave Roy Moore the victory in the primary over Luther Strange, they are not abandoning Roy Moore up to now, up to this moment. And this is the story, of course, is everywhere, all over, front page in Alabama. So they're aware of the story. But what it's boiling down to is this. The Alabamans are not believing the Washington Post story that Roy Moore and and or they're saying to hell with it. They're doing both. And you're not going to take away our choice as a senator. You're not going to tell us Alabamans what to do. And you're not going to cause this horrible damage, which would occur if Roy Moore is not elected to the Senate and a Democrat instead becomes the Alabama senator. This is with the Senate balance so tight, that's actually a terrible cost to the Trump train. So that's the good news. Alabama is in polls this in the last few days after this story broke. Alabamans are still giving Roy Moore a 10 percentage point lead over his Democratic opponent for the election that will occur on December 12th. However, the depressing depressing piece of news today: another woman has been produced by Gloria Allred in a press conference in New York, and a woman with more allegations concerning Roy Moore when he was, I think, 32 and she was 16, and they these are denied emphatically by Roy Moore and his wife, who's now appearing at his press conferences. It's just a discouraging thing. There's even an element of, even if Roy Moore wins, there's a problem here that enough senators, Republican senators, have said they'll vote to not seat Roy Moore. That is, he could win the election and maybe not be seated as a U.S. senator. So that would be very ugly. And we'll just have to stay tuned, folks. We've got about 30 days left. We don't know whether there are more revelations or more charges or more refutation. We don't know where this is going to go, but it's not good. It's a complete distraction. It's distracting America from the real story. And anyway, not much more can be said. What do you do? We're pretty much like deer in the headlights on this particular story. Let me give another story in which we're not deer in the headlights. This is also depressing, but it's definite. We know this story, and that's the story on Chinese theft of American technology. Good story right after Donald Trump made such a magnificent appearance in China. Get this. I don't know if you had heard about this or if this is news to you. Here's the story. Some of you may read PC Magazine. That was, when I was younger, I read every PC magazine from cover to cover. Even before I could afford a computer and I was too young to buy one, I read every issue and I imagined the computer I would get. China, here's the headline in PC Magazine, very authoritative source. China trounces the United States on the top 500 supercomputer list. The U.S. is at its lowest level since the top 500 rankings began 25 years ago. This is a story out today, and here it is. China has reached another supercomputing milestone. China now has more machines than the U.S. on the top 500 list for the world's fastest supercomputers. China now has 202 of the top 500. The U.S., heretofore on the top of the heap, has only 143. But it gets worse. The world's fastest supercomputers used to be all largely based in the U.S. But a Chinese machine grabbed the number one ranking for the first time in 2010. Since 2013, China has consistently held that number one ranking, which now goes to the Sunway Taihu Light. It's the name of the computer, based in Wuxi, Wuxi. I'll just think it's Wuxi, China. That computer's processing power is 93 petaflops. What's a petaflop? A quadrillion floating point calculations per second. And that Chinese machine is over twice as fast as the second fastest supercomputer, which, bad news, another Chinese developed system called the Tianhe 2. And where are we, folks? This is a scary thing that Steve Bannon's talking about. Donald Trump talked about it throughout the entire primary and general election campaign. Peter Navarro, our trade head of our trade office, he talks about it in his books, Crouching Tiger and Death by China. In contrast, the U.S.'s fastest supercomputer, the Titan, is only number 5 on the list with a speed of 17 petaflops. 17 versus 93. What is that? That's less than a quarter of the speed of the top Chinese computer. The U.S.'s diminished presence on the top 500 list has sparked worries that America is falling behind in supercomputing at a time when China is bolstering its own tech ambitions. Just 3 years ago, the U.S. had 231 systems on the top 500 list. Now, folks, that's down to 143. In 3 years, we've lost almost 100 of the top 500. Even as China dominates the rankings, the technology inside the Chinese supercomputers is still largely reliant on chips from U.S. vendors Intel and NVIDIA. Interesting, NVIDIA. I guess they do the graphics chips. Nevertheless, more bad news. China is catching up in those areas too. The country's Sunway Taihu light machine, the world's fastest, was built with Chinese homegrown chips. The Chinese vendor Lenovo is very prominent in this ranking now. And let's another coverage of this story here. Let's see. There's a list here of the supercomputers. I'll give you a little bit. I'll fill it in a little better for you here, so you get an idea who's who in supercomputers. China number 1, China number 2, 93 petaflops, followed by 33 petaflops. The Swiss have a very powerful computer at 19 petaflops. They're in third place. Fourth place, Japan. They have a 17 petaflop machine. We come in fifth with the Titan at 17 petaflops. We come in sixth with the Sequoia at 17 petaflops. We come in seventh and eighth. The Japanese are in ninth position and 10th position. The U.S. is 11 and 12. Japan, 13. Italy, 14. We're down now to 7 petaflops. The United Kingdom at 15, 7. Spain, 16, 6. Two more U.S. computers at 17 and 18, down to 5 petaflops. Germany appears in Stuttgart, a machine, Cray machine at 5 petaflops. Here's a surprise, Saudi Arabia at 20, 5 petaflops. France makes an appearance at 21. Germany again, France again, the U.S. with 3 machines in a row, 24, 25, and 26. The U.K., 2 machines at 27 and 28. Germany at 29. Here's a Cray computer for the U.S. government with 3 petaflops at 30. And on down we go. Let's see if there's any other countries mentioned than those that we've mentioned. I don't see any appearances by any other country. I'm going all the way down. We mentioned Italy already, I think. Korea, South Korea at number 57 at 2 petaflops. They have 2 machines at that speed or capacity. Russia, interesting. Russia is thought of as being, you know, really advanced in the computer world. Well, number 63 at 2 petaflops. Just one machine. And then Sweden appears at number 69 at 1.8 petaflops, another Cray. And going down, no new Australia, they get one entry at 76, one petaflop, one in change. Poland, my favorite country in the last 48 hours. Poland has a 1.6 petaflop machine and with Xeon processors. And then anybody else on the list? The Czech Republic at number 87. Who else has Canada? 94, one petaflop, one in change, a Dell machine. And there you go. That's the top 100. The Max Planck Gesellschaft has number 100 with 1.2 petaflops, with a Lenovo IBM machine and Intel Xeon chips. So there you go, folks. The importance of all of that, well, Steve Bannon says the great threat to America, to your future, and to your children and grandchildren's future, the great threat, aside from the immigration invasion, that's number one. Another great threat is China. Militarily, America on the verge of losing the security it's derived from being the only superpower on Earth. Economically, China at $12 trillion a year GDP versus our 18, within striking distance of passing us as a more powerful economic nation. Technologically, that's what we're covering with this story right here. China now pulling ahead of the U.S. in the realm of supercomputers. And that's really important because, that, of course, that's the top. That's the lead. Going back down the second 200, the Netherlands doesn't make an appearance till computer number 142 at one teraflop. Does anybody else make an appearance? A lot of countries like Sweden, Poland makes another appearance at 172, another at 176. Singapore comes in at 177. Anybody else? Nope, that's it. Now we've gone through the 200 most powerful computers on Earth. Let's take a look at the top stories on Breitbart. The sad to say, the top story, it's going to be a Roy Moore story, I'm guessing here, yes. Judge Roy Moore says this, the latest story, Beverly Young Nelson's story of a sexual encounter when she was 16 and Moore was 32. She was a waitress at some sort of restaurant. He says, this is absolutely false. I never did what she said I did. Okay. And he had a press conference cheering supporters. So that's, you know, that story. Unfortunately, that story is covering up the real story we want right now, which is Uranium One. That's the story we want. Somebody slapping down Robert Mueller. That's what we want. That's the story we want. The Trump train on a roll. Roy Moore leading that roll with his, an impending huge victory in Alabama. This is all blunted by this story. And, of course, the bad guys, Washington Post, they don't come any worse than that. Gloria Allred, you can't get any nastier than Gloria Allred. But the fact that they're carrying the case against Moore does not prove it's wrong. Let's see what else. Let's see what's squeaking through the news cycle with this hurricane around Roy Moore. Let's get some humor going here. Just to talk about how nutty our enemies are and our opponents, our foes, the Democrats. Let me find this story. I tried to open it. Let's see if I can find it. spoke a little too soon. Here it is. This is 77% of Democrats with a four-year degree believe that sex is not determined at birth. Okay, you got to think about that for a while. That's so nutty. I'll say it again. 77% of Democrats, more than three quarter, with four-year college degrees. So they've taken, you know, some biology. They think sex is not determined at birth. Holy mackerel. I'll give you the detail on that right after this break.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and we've just got one segment left. Try to close with something here that's current, and that is that the this poll, by the way, shows Republicans do believe that the way you come out of your mother's womb is, in fact, does determine your sex. And interesting twist to that, black and Hispanic Democrats are much more sane than the white Democrats. The white Democrats, only 19% believe that your sex is determined at birth, definitively. Republicans, and it doesn't matter what the education level is for Republicans, have their heads screwed on correctly. The story today, President Trump in Hanoi, and a very moving meeting with American veterans of the war in Vietnam, and tonight, President Trump, I'm reading this right off of whitehouse.gov, tonight President Trump will participate in the 12th East Asia Summit, and the head of state and government luncheon at the Philippine International Convention Center in Manila, Philippines. Afterwards, the president will depart Manila, Philippines, en route to Hickam Airfield, Hawaii. So that's today, and my goodness, that may be going on. I should have checked this for you, my boo-boo. There might be something live right now. You just see what's out there. And Donald Trump in Manila. Just see. Here's the summit. And this is saying it's live, but sometimes such things are not. But I'll just play you a second of this just to see, without having rechecked it. And, well, this is a demonstration against Trump. Dump Trump, down with U.S. imperialism. And people can hold up their signs, death to America. But this is a small crowd of, oh, I don't know, a couple hundred people.
The Russia story.
And let's just see here if we can get something. I don't have anything for you. Anyway, thank you for listening in tonight. We're going to run out of time here in a moment. We'll be back again tomorrow night. So we'll have a wrap-up on the Asia trip as the president returns to America. And we'll have, you know, we'll keep track. I hope this Roy Moore thing dies down. Thank goodness we only have to endure it until December 12th. And then we'll get back to what really matters. Uranium One. That's the hot one. Thanks for tuning in. This is James Kelso. I'll see you again tomorrow night. So long.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're a-
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.